This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. The Chief Justice of the Guwahati High Court, Justice Ashutosh Kumar, paid a courtesy visit to Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar today. During the meeting, Justice Kumar extended a formal invitation to the Governor to grace the Silver Jubilee celebrations of the Guwahati High Court's Itanagar Permanent Bench. The Governor congratulated the Chief Justice on the establishment of the new state-of-the-art court building for the Itanagar Permanent Bench, describing it as a milestone in strengthening the delivery of the justice system in the state. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak today presented the Governor's Medallion for Excellence to Director Nimas Dirang, Colonel R.S. Jamwal, for his outstanding contributions to adventure activities in Arunachal Pradesh. In an interaction at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar, the director briefed the governor about the activities of Nimas, including the Brahmaputra River Rafting Expedition and Mount Kanchenjunga Expedition. While congratulating the Nimas director on the remarkable success, the governor asked the director to initiate more adventure activities involving local youth. Chief Secretary Manish Kumar today held a meeting with BSM Chief of Staff Headquarter 4 Corps Major General H.S. Bajaj and Nodal Officer for Rashtra Nirman Veteran Se Sajedari Initiative in Arunachal Pradesh. The meeting deliberated on the avenues for the absorption of veterans into state service through competitive examinations and structured pathways enabling their active contribution in public administration and regional development, strengthening civil defense collaboration to foster greater institutional cohesion, collective progress were also discussed during the meeting. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, accompanied by Urban Development Minister Balu Raja and advisor to the Minister Tichy Kaso, today laid the foundation stone for the construction of multi-storied flats to replace all government quarters in the Itanagar capital region. In a social media post, Mr. Khandu said that the initiative is more than just a building project. He said it is a statement that Itanagar capital city must grow in an organized, disciplined and planned manner. The Chief Minister stressed that government land is public property and not for individual possession. He warned that encroachment, especially by public servants, would invite strict consequences. Deputy Chief Minister Choname today convened a meeting with the Committee of the Birth Centenary Celebration of Bharat Ratna Dr. Bhupen Hajorika at his official residence, Itanagar. Sharing the news in a social media post, May informed that the state-level celebration will take place in Roing on the 13th September next, bringing together artists, cultural leaders to honor Dr. Hajorika's legacy. The committee will also confer Dr. Bhupen Hajorika Samanya Award on the occasion. Minister for Education, P.D. Sona, chaired a meeting at the Directorate of Education, Itanagar, today. The meeting delved on the preparatory measures for the upcoming 69 National School Games scheduled to be held in the state. The event will feature games such as boxing, taekwondo and weightlifting under 17 boys and girls. Commissioner Education Amjad Tak, Secretary Education Julie Kamduk and MLA Roy Muchu Miti and others were also present during the meeting. MLA Namsai Chow Jingnu Namchum today participated in the Harga Tiranga rally from Namsai 2 Mile to Gandhi Chowk along with ZPC, ADC, AC, Commandant 186 CRPF, officials, teachers, students and public leaders. In a social media post, the MLA emphasized that the rally was a powerful display of unity, patriotism and the shared spirit of building a Biksit Bharat and Biksit Arunachal. In the meantime, he has urged everyone to be part of the proud movement and hoist the Tiranga at home and workplace. The Bharatiya Janata Party Arunachal Pradesh yesterday launched its week-long 79th Independence Day celebrations with the Ek Per Maa Ke Naam Tree Plantation Program at the Indo-Tibetan Border Police Headquarters, Itanagar. As part of the Independence Day celebrations, the party will organize the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign to encourage every citizen to hoist the national flag. The Meteorological Center, Itanagar, has issued an orange alert for Kurunkume, Pake Kesang, Papumpare, Anju, Lohit, Tirap and Longding districts in Arunachal Pradesh. MCI has predicted thunderstorm with lightning and very heavy rainfall, very likely at isolated places. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.